convincing win, very convincing win today. I thought we played very well from start to finish and totally dominated the game, to be honest with you. They got a fantastic result last week as well, so they was in high spirits and good confidence, but we dominated play today, I thought, and a great result before we go into the international break.
What's been the difference from obviously the back end of last season and how you've started this season?
Certainly not players, because like you said, we've added one or two quality players, which is great, but predominantly it's the same team of last year and the same team that won the league the year before. So I think what's changed is I spoke before, pre-season, fitness and organisation, obviously a lot more than that as well, but I mean the basics for me is how fit we look, how sharp we look, and the organisation of how we want to play, where people need to be at certain times, where I felt like last year, especially from where I am position-wise, looking in front, we was all over the place at times, so we've got discipline, organised, and we look fit, you know. I feel in the best condition I've felt for a long time.
And how much credit does the manager need to take for doing that?
Yeah, of course, that's the way that he works. He drilled that in from day one. You could see that, you know. I've worked under a few managers now, and he's come in, he's adamant the way he wants to play, and that's what everybody has to buy into. I think that's the most important thing as well. Everyone has to buy into the way that we want to do things, and if everyone's pulling in the right direction, you know, 9 out of 10 times you succeed. And again, the fitness, the nutrition, these things that people probably don't see, away from tactics and things, is vitally important, especially in the league that we're playing now. Like I said, I feel in great condition.
Is that what you needed, a manager to come in and say, right, this is what we're doing, this is how we're playing, and to organise you as a group?
I think we needed organisation from last year, yeah. I think we lost our way, you know, from the season before, when obviously everyone's seen what happened. We won the league, stayed at the top and did very well, to the disaster of last year, and we lost our way tactically, you know. Everyone's head was in different directions, and when I say about pulling together as a team, everyone had different situations going on individually, I felt, so it was important that you kind of regroup, get everyone's focus back to where we should be, and like I said, have a game plan, have the tactics and the way that we want to play drilled into everybody, and everybody buy into it. And I think that's what you're seeing early on. But like I said, we don't get carried away. We've started really well. Touch wood, we've won every game so far. And like I said, it's great to go into the international break now with that in the back.
How difficult is it to be in a dressing room, as you say, when maybe not everybody is on the same wavelength? As you said, maybe last season that was the case.
That's the hardest thing. People talk to me about, like, people talk about, as if you wake up one day and you're a bog standard player, you wake up the next day, you're a world class player. It doesn't happen. You've always got that quality, you've always got that ability. For me, it's the mindset. It's everybody being fully focused on what they're doing and no distractions and not looking elsewhere. But like I said earlier, everyone had different situations going on, whether that be with whether you're playing or not, or the manager, or this or that. There's different distractions and they never help you. So this season we've come in, we've worked very hard, and like I said, we're buying into what's happening here, and that's the most important thing to move forward.
And just finally, how much are you looking forward to joining up with England and Sam Allardyce for the first time?
Yeah, hopefully I'm in the squad. But no, as I spoke before, there's been loads of changes there. Obviously, the manager's the crucial one and the most important one. I'm looking very much forward to working under him and, you know, getting under his nose and trying to impress him. I missed him when he was at Bolton. I come after that, but everyone I've spoke to, that, you know, there's no bad words come back whatsoever. So, look, I'm looking forward to again working with him, taking his ideas on board, and trying to do the best I possibly can on that front. But there's been a hell of a lot of changes in the backroom staff, you know, it's the physio, the doctors, and play liaisons, everyone. So it's been a real shuffle of the pack, and look forward to meeting everyone and working hard.